93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show, Friday edition, 5/20/2011. Your official time is 4:17.
It's a sad day, though, because Randy Macho Man Savage passed away
that
today.
That is too bad.
Yeah, it was a sad circumstance, too. Fell asleep, or didn't fall asleep. He had a heart attack at the wheel of his car, ran into a tree, and died on impact. And I guess his wife was in the car, too.
So is she okay? Or
Yeah, I guess she just escaped with just minor injuries or something like that. But can't believe that. But we're thinking of some Randy Macho Man Savage memories here. 359, call 217-359-22.
We actually are doing that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. If anybody out there watched, look, you know, I say this all the time. I'm 40, so I was in.
I'm a man.
You know, I was what? It was like. What would I have been?
I was a young
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I would have been probably 13, 14, 15, 16, right in there when they, every Sunday, I would sprint home from church, not actually run.
To watch wrestling.
And it was Leaping Lanny Poffo, Randy Garvin, Hands of Steel or something, Pistol Pez Watley, I mean, all these guys. And man, they were awesome.
And by the time I was a young kid, that's when wrestling hit the mainstream.
Right.
That's when Hulk Hogan was big, Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker was coming in. Just wrestling really hit the mainstream. Randy Savage was one of the guys behind that. And little did a lot of people know, though, he played baseball.
He's
a great baseball player. Played in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Yes, he did.
From 71 to 74. In 1974, his last year, he was in A baseball. He had 461 at-bats, 107 hits. Only hit .232, so I guess that's why he went the wrestling.
And wrestling. Like Jordan numbers right there.
I think it's neat, and I'll tell you this. When I would tell that to people about Macho Man Savage, I think it gave him credibility. Because, I mean, those guys are so athletic. And the fact that he played baseball as well and then went to wrestling, I think that's pretty neat. 359 call. That's 359-2255. We need your wrestling memories. I mean, they're out there. I know they are because I have plenty. Let's go to Roger. Roger, how are you, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Friday.
Step into a Budweiser. Okay, guys. I actually have a Randy Macho Man Savage story for you.
Excellent. Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. This was in late 80s, early 90s, and they've done a show over at Market Square. And me and my buddy was driving back to town, back here to Danville. Huh, out of breath a little bit.
That's going to go to the fridge. I mean,
you know,
it's a long walk.
It's a hard battle to fight here. But anyway, we were driving back, and we kind of dilled around downtown. Coming back home, we stopped in Brownsburg. Because, I mean, back then, everybody stopped at the Arby's in Brownsburg.
Okay.
And this was before Brownsburg became the big bustling metropolis it is. But anyway.
Yeah.
We got in there, and we're sitting there eating our roast beef, and in walks Randy Savage and
Bret
the Hitman Hart.
Wow.
Oh, Bret Hart is my idol. I love the Hitman.
You're kidding me.
I mean, and what it was is they all travel together.
Right.
And the next show was like in, I can't remember where it was, but.
That is great.
I mean, and this was like 11:30 at night, not hardly anybody in there. And I could not tell you just how nice both of those guys were.
Really? That's cool.
You know, and it also kind of killed my illusion of wrestling because they wrestled each other a couple hours before at Market Square. But, but I mean, they were really nice guys.
Well, loser had to buy Arby's.
That was probably it. But they were really, 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 really nice guys.
That is cool. That's awesome. That's what we're looking for, that wrestling memory.
Well, Roger, and if you're a fan of wrestling and you liked Bret Hart, he had an autobiography that came out. It's a long book.
I've got it.
Oh, it's the best book I've read.
Is it really?
And the thing about Bret Hart is he comes from a long line.
Yes.
So, I mean, that guy's got stories galore.
What is it called?
It's the Hitman.
The Bret Hart story.
Well, I will have to get that. I would love to lend you it.
It's a really good story. But, I mean, the sad thing about Bret Hart is ever since he had his stroke, boy, he's just not the same.
Yeah.
He's just not the same. I mean, you can still see it in his eyes, but it's kind of sad when they trot him out on TV nowadays. It's like, well.
Well, that's the sad thing about these wrestlers. They're so hard on their bodies. I mean, come on, back then, we all know what those guys put into their bodies, too.
Exactly.
That a lot of them have died young. And Randy Macho Man Savage at 58, Bret Hart had a stroke in his late 40s.
Right.
So it's just sad to see these guys, what they do to their bodies and how quickly they go.
Roger, who are some of the wrestlers you remember? I remember the Sheik.
The Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik would come out.
The Iron Sheik was the best because he got busted in a limo with Jim Duggan, Mr. USA, smoking pot.
Great.
USA!
I have tons of 80s obscure wrestling knowledge. At one time, there was not a wrestling match far away that, you know, me and some of my buddies would not go to. I mean, we drove clear down to Evansville one time to see Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair.
Wow. So, Roger, if we ever have a wrestling show, we're bringing Roger on for our...
And, I mean, that was in a cage, and, I mean, it was the main event. The mat was clean when this match started. By the end of it, that thing was almost a bright red. I mean, those guys bled all over the place. It was great.
Well, Roger, as always, we appreciate the call, and usually on Friday, we really appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Love the show.
All right, buddy. That is Roger. A winded Roger.
Yeah, he got
it
to the fridge. It's a long walk to the fridge.
I'm assuming it is for him, but
that was a great story.
That was
very cool.
That was classic.
And please, I'll get you the book, Lon, but anybody out there, if you like wrestling, it's a long book.
It
takes a while to read, but Bret Hitman Hart, his autobiography, unbelievable. You have any Macho Man stories? We're going to get some other topics, but I love hearing these wrestling stories.
Any wrestling story.
Really talk about this. 359-CALL, that's 217-359-2255.
You never know where the Tay and Jay show is going to go.
That's right.
Tay and Jay show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
And it's the Tay and Jay show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We talk everything
on the
Tay and Jay show, including wrestling. Sadly, Randy Macho Man Savage has passed away. How old? 58?
58 years old.
58 years old.
Had a heart attack today.
Had a text from a buddy, Tim Smith, that said, Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
That's right.
How solid is that? I just, if you've got any wrestling stories, we want to hear them today. And if you've got that, not that Jimmy Superfly was obscure, but I just can't remember all the names, but I loved watching them.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Did either of you see the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Yes, I did.
Is that comparable, let's say, Jeremy, to the book about Bret the Hitman Hart? I mean, are there anecdotes in there that sort of basically
rival
that movie true to how brutal that sport can be?
I mean, that was more of a story. I mean, it was based on some things that wrestlers had been through. But, I mean, it's more Bret Hart's story, just his family. I mean, Stu Hart was one of the guys that organized a wrestling region, kind of what you talk about. And his family, of course, Owen was involved in wrestling.
Right.
He died from falling from
the... He's the one I was thinking it was
He was Hitman, the Blue,
was
the Blue Blazer.
That's right.
Owen Hart, he died. He fell from the top of a stadium. Part of it was WWF's fault. But, I mean, Bret Hart has a different story than a lot of them. But, I mean, these guys get soaked up in this, and then WWF kind of spits them up and chews them up and spits them out. So
I would love to read that book.
It's a great book. The rest are a great movie, too, if you haven't seen
it. Okay. Yeah, I did see that. 359-2255. That's how you get a hold of us. That's how Jeff did it. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Hey, two real quick stories. First of all, when I was growing up, we used to travel to my grandparents in Jamestown, New York, and of course the Buffalo area. There was a lot of wrestling going on in the Buffalo area. And I can remember watching that wrestling as a little kid at my grandfather's house. Of course, we couldn't get it out here, but there it was a big deal, and we watched it just endlessly. Until one year, my dad told me that it wasn't real.
Oh, no.
And I thought, don't. It broke my heart.
As a kid, I thought these guys were in these costumes this whole time.
So fast forward about, 45 years.
Like they go to bed in them.
Yeah.
I'm playing cards with a friend of mine. He's not a wrestling type guy. He says, I told him about wrestling and my growing up and watching that stuff. He says, "Have you ever heard the Ballad of the Blue Cyclone
is it a song?
Yeah, it's a song. You got to listen to it.
Okay,
Ballad of the Blue Cyclone. Yeah.
Is it about wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that.
It's who's the guy that did the streak and...
Bruce Springsteen? No.
The name no.
I thought you were going E Street Band.
No.
Stevens is the name I'm coming up
Ray
with.
Ray Stevens. Yeah, Ray Stevens. You got to get... You play Blue Cyclone by Ray Stevens.
Okay.
If we can find it.
It's great.
It up on YouTube
it's awesome.
Or something, yeah. Well, Jeff, that's good stuff, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's Jeff. That's classic. And here, just for Jeff.
No, not yet.
No? Oh, I thought we had it.
It's
the Macho Man. That's great. Good stuff.
Another good song is the theme song to The Wrestler, but I don't know how much that even has to do with wrestling.
Yeah, how about Jeff's grandpa breaking the news to him that it's not real?
That's like when Santa's not real. It's devastating.
I found
what are
that.
You guys talking about?
Yeah. Oh, wait, sorry.
Never mind, Jeremy.
Right.
Why don't you come back next hour?
What are you saying?
Why don't you go to the room real quick?
After I just said that, I really hope we don't have any really young listeners out there.
I know.
I'm
sorry.
I would feel terrible if
but today's Israel. But back then it wasn't. That's what it was.
It's the spirit that counts.
That's exactly right.
The spirit of Santa Claus that counts.
That's what I love, and I don't know why it was so funny, is Jeremy's like, I thought they like wore that every day.
Right. I thought the warrior went to bed with all that makeup on. I thought that's what those guys did.
Can you pass the Fruit Loops?
I remember when the Undertaker put him in a coffin, Ultimate Warrior in a coffin, I was actually worried.
You thought he's gone.
I was worried that Ultimate Warrior was dying and suffocating right there. I was like 7 years old.
You just can't beat it. Let's go back to Jeff in Camargo. Jeff, how are you?
Gentlemen, I've got wrestling stuff now. I don't think I can top Rogers because that was classic.
Oh, my.
But I remember I was living in Peoria, and a buddy of mine actually watched the live pay-per-view when Owen Hart died. We saw him fall.
Wow. Ooh.
And they kept the matches going. And that whole corner of that ring was covered and stained in blood where he had hit that turnbuckle. And the matches kept going, and you could see it just killing the guys.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they probably knew immediately something was wrong.
Well, they kind of blacked out the arena. And when they brought house lights back up, all they showed was Lawler and Ross.
Oh, okay.
And Jerry Lawler's face was as white as a ghost, and he couldn't even talk. And I don't think this man knows how to shut up, and he couldn't say anything.
Wow, that's scary. So that's not a good wrestling memory.
No, but it's one that sticks out.
Absolutely.
Put on your obscure names for you, Lon.
Uh-oh.
I got a few.
Uh-oh.
Captain Lou Albano with the rubber bands in his cheek.
The big guy?
Yeah, he was in the Cyndi Lauper video. He played her dad.
Wow. That's right, with the rubber bands in his beard.
Or Sergeant Slaughter with the camouflage limousine.
See, I love this.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was, there's 100 of them. And I tell you, between Roger and I, we're so full of absolutely useless information, we could go all day long with this garbage.
Well, if you come up with some more, you got to email us.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
I'll email a text or something. Oh, Jake the Snake, that's a good call.
He would bring the snake out,
right.
The actual
I'm telling
python.
Blonde, I just guaranteed the rapture. I agreed with Jeremy twice in one day.
Oh,
what's going on here, Jeff?
Now I'm really going to have to enjoy my last meal tonight. Hey, Jeff, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Oh, how about the names of wrestlers?
You got any wrestling memories? Macho Man, Randy Savage died today. We're just kind of remembering him, and now we're just getting off on the wrestling. But do you have any memories? 359, call 217-359-2255.
We're going to take a break and come back with your calls. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Tay and Jay Show, we talk football, we talk basketball, we talk baseball, we talk wrestling.
That's right.
And that's what the talk is today.
Oh,
359, call 359-2255. Sadly, and we mean this, Randy Macho Man Savage passed away this morning at the age of 58. So it has caught our attention to speak some wrestling, and people all over Central Illinois love the wrestling.
Yeah, and if you have a wrestling memory, just growing up, or you got something about Macho Man, give us a call, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255.
I got to say, I was never into wrestling growing up, but I'm really enjoying all these little stories and anecdotes. I'm enjoying the names and all that guy wore so-and-so. It's kind of, it's like you guys are like being transported back to our youth.
That's what it is.
I'm loving it. And so are the callers.
I love this. You're just going back to Saturday morning when you sat up and watched this in the morning and saw these guys wrestle. And then it turned into Monday night they wrestled, Thursday night they wrestled.
I could not wait to get out of church so I could run home and watch it. And I think I knew when I had finally grown up in life that I couldn't wait to get home and watch NFL Today instead of wrestling. Right. But forever, I watched wrestling. Let's go to James in Urbana. James, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I was at work when I heard that one. I was like, man, the Macho Man died. Yeah.
Yes.
I was messed up. I got a name for you. I don't know if anybody has said this, but the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yes.
With a sidekick, Virgil.
Yes.
I forgot about Virgil.
Baby. They had the arcade version of that, WWF. I would play him every time.
He was the best heel. And, James, you seem like a guy that likes the bad guy.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Long as you're pretty cool. That's all that matters.
Good stuff, James.
And Ted DiBiase, he was the bomb.
Oh, yeah, Ted DiBiase.
I had the wrestling buddies. Do you remember those pillow things that they used to have?
No.
I had a Ted DiBiase, one of those.
My parents didn't buy me that.
A wrestling buddy? You would have been a little older for those.
Oh, okay, maybe that's why.
I thought I'd let you guys know that.
All right, James.
Later.
Lon took the wrestling buddies down to school, down to SIU.
Yes, I did.
That was very popular with the co-eds.
Another name I came across. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, yes.
Or Bam Bam
He's kind
of. Do you really have a tattoo of flames on his head? Because he was in some movies.
You know what? I think he did.
I think it was an actual flame tattoo. Oh, my. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, my. Well, Andre the Giant. I mean, that's the biggest name out there. Our long distance call today. Let's go to Pia. Pia, how are you?
I am doing just fine. Real sad to hear about Macho Man.
It is too bad.
Yeah, I grew up with him. I have four older brothers, and they were all into wrestling. And, yes, they all had a wrestling buddy. And the basement downstairs became the wrestling ring.
Oh,
and, of course, I was the referee that always got trampled because I was the youngest and the only girl.
So you'd get hit by the chair and you'd fall and, like,
And they had all the fake moves all down and stuff. They would pick up the folding chairs, my mom's card table chairs, you know, and fake bash my brother over the back and he would fake fall and it was just so cool. And just watching wrestling growing up with my brothers, watching Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, and Andre the Giant, the one that scared me the most would have to be the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And when he would roll his eyes in the back of his head and show the whites of his eye, that would just freak me out. And my favorite two wrestlers would have to be Roddy Rod Piper and Jake the Snake.
Wow. What was the last one?
Roddy Rod Piper was actually in a movie called They Live back in the 80s. Yeah, a great movie. It was about like these androids coming to Earth, and you could only see them with these special sunglasses. And Roddy Rod Piper was actually a fine actor in that movie.
How about that? Now, who was your other wrestler? You said Piper and who?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, absolutely, who had the actual snake.
I think that was every woman's favorite.
Oh,
really?
The snake. Listen to Pia.
I think all the women love. Well, all my girlfriends did, because believe it or not, all of my girlfriends in the neighborhood had all older brothers.
Well, Pia,
and we were all the youngest.
Well, Pia, what about Mr. Rude? I thought he was the one all the ladies like.
No, it was Jake the Snake. Because when he brought out that snake, it was just like, it was your imagination could just go wild.
It was on.
And no one was afraid of the snake. Everybody was just waiting on the snake. When is he going to bring it out? Is he going to? He would bring the snake out, and you knew right then that someone was getting choked.
Yep, exactly. Pia, great call.
Yes.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. I wonder if there was any actual injuries in Pia in that basement.
359-CALL, 217-359-2255. It's funny she brought that up, though, because my brother, I was pretty much his wrestling buddy, only alive, because he would put me in DDTs. He'd do all the pile drivers and everything.
Pile driver.
Like the figure four lock that Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, used to do.
I could see your mom coming downstairs going, Brad, stop it.
Yep, that's all she did.
stop, don't hurt Jeremy.
I got in trouble because my defense mechanism was just cry.
Yeah, just
cry.
Start crying immediately. Let's go to Villa Grove. We got Gary. Gary, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Not bad.
All right. Well, I used to have one of those wrestling buddies, too, back in the day. I had Jake the Snake, man. It was awesome.
Why don't I know this?
Oh, man, he used to pile drive that thing in my grandma's waterbed, and she would throw a fit.
They were perfect because you weren't picking on a little brother like I got picked on. We had an Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan.
So are these things like full-size pillows?
Like 2 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
But they were just things that you could put on DDTs
or
something.
So you could do the elbow off the top ring?
Right.
Oh, but how awesome was the games for back in the day, the old-school video games that you could get dink and doink in, and you could just slam somebody with that huge mitt he would put on. Man, it was great. You could do all kinds of funny stuff with that game. I think it was for, like, Super Nintendo or something.
Oh, now, I missed out on all that.
Yeah.
Well, then, oh, man, that was the funnest wrestling game ever.
And then they got into Nintendo 64 with a graphics.
WCW NWO Revenge.
Yes.
I remember playing
that.
We
played NWO. That's where it's at.
Yeah, that is great. Gary, good call.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy. Jake the Snake for Gary. Pia wanted that. Not this Pia. He just walked by.
I looked at a picture of Jake the Snake. Was he a bigger guy?
Yeah, he was built. I mean, he was well built.
I mean, all the guys were built.
Well, right. It's not like he was small.
I didn't think he was a ladies' man.
Well, he had the long curly hair, didn't he?
If listed weight of 449.
449? No, that's the wrong. I think we're thinking Jake Plummer.
Maybe now Jake the Snake is that big.
Exactly. All right, let's go to John in Decatur. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
How are things in the big town of Decatur?
Stinky.
Stinky. Listen.
Smells like money.
Smells like money. What do you got, John?
Well, I remember I was I grew up in Calgary, Alberta when I was younger, and my family, we had season tickets to a football team, the CFL, Calgary Stampeders.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with them, but
yes, absolutely.
You know, because we're season ticket holders, we got to eat lunch with the team once a year. They'd have a benefit and all this stuff. Well, I think it was 1992. I was like a first or second grade then, and we got to meet some of the players, and I met this guy named Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
And you know, he had this mullet and a mustache, and I was like, oh, he seemed like a nice guy. And then you know, find out four or five years later, he ended up getting into wrestling, and I was like, wait a second, why does that name sound familiar?
Oh, that's awesome.
And I came to my parents, I was, you know, I'm like, hey, isn't that Dwayne Johnson? He used to play defensive tackle for us. What is this, you know? And, you know, I'll find out, you know, it was him, so.
Oh, the rock.
Smell what the Rock is cooking.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when I got back into wrestling, is when Stone Cold and The Rock came through.
What about Goldberg?
Yeah. Goldberg was good, too. But yeah, The Rock was a really good football player at Miami, Florida. It's interesting
that
he got up there. But John, you're in Calgary. I mean, that's where the Hart Clan is, isn't it?
So yeah. Actually, I was up there when Owen Hart died, and it was tragic. It was one of those, you know, headline stories that shocked the town. You know,
I'm sure. Well, hey, John, great call. But before you go, you got to go Tay and Jay, eh? I love it, John. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
That is John from Decatur. Good stuff. And we've got more.
We got more callers. We're going to get to you. If you want to join in, 359 call 217-359-2255.
Playing a little wrestling music.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shake the Snake Roberts! 447 TNJ Show.
Remember when they used to just sit there and have the camera straight on that bag? It was just, he brought out a green bag.
Because the other wrestler would be like, no.
No, I don't want it.
No, don't open it.
They were some of the best actors in the world.
Who were some of the, like the British Bulldogs or something? Was that a
British Bulldog actually married into the Hart family.
Oh. Really?
He was another guy that died really, really young.
You remember how they'd tap out and like they'd get one guy in the middle that would just get the snot beat out of him. And the other guys would tap out and they'd come in off the top rope and... Oh, wrestling stories. 359 call.
Do you remember like the managers that used to be in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Bobby the Brain. Yes. I mean, listen.
The managers. Those guys were awesome. Who was Macho Man's guy with the megaphone? What was his name?
I don't remember him. Wait a minute. He had a guy with
long hair and a great 80s mustache. I can't remember what his name was.
I do not remember Randy Macho Man having a... I don't know.
I don't remember. But anyway.
I got a text from buddy Drew. When Hulk Hogan became Hollywood Hogan. Mm-hmm. Classic. Oh, wrestling stories. This started because of Randy Macho Man Savage. Sadly passed away this morning at the age of 58. And a guy that played minor league baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Neat stat.
Played from like 18 to, he was 18 years old to about 22. And then he went in the world of wrestling and became a superstar. And 58 years old. Seems way too young for him to be going.
Let's go to Villa Grove. We got Kip. Kip, how are you?
Hey, Lon, how you been?
Doing what? Great. How are you doing?
Good. What'd they put me from Villa Grove?
Oh, yeah. This is Tip from Monticello. What's up, my man?
Not much. Hey, do you remember in high school when the Booster Club ran that fundraiser and they brought pro wrestling to Villa Grove High School?
You know, I do. And for some reason, though, I remember going to one in Tolono, but I don't remember going to the one in Villa Grove.
Yeah, we were in high school then. Remember Big Hank Dixon wanted to get in the ring with the guys?
That's right. Now that you say that. Who were some of the guys that came then? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I was trying to think. Some guy walked around and tried to market the show with carrying a 2x4 and bib overalls throughout the school day.
In Villa Grove, can you imagine a guy right now in a school with bib overalls and a 2x4 walking around from class to class? He'd be like, sir, I don't think you're supposed to be in here.
Yeah, I don't think he'd get cleared out of the main office.
That is awesome. Tip, thanks for the call.
You bet. See ya.
See you, buddy. That is Tip. We got to hit Wall Street.
We just got a great name that somebody emailed us. You can email us. We're talking about wrestling.
Yes.
We just got off of this. Why not? This has been a lot of fun. Thanks for all the calls. You can call us 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Ben says, my favorite wrestler name was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Holy cow.
Do you remember the Barber?
I do.
The Beefcake. Oh, he was awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the names that people remember.
The characters. He came out with that big shears scissors. Come on. And we found this so entertaining.
Oh, yes, we did. I mean, this was the best stuff you'd ever have. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We go to Villa Grove. We got Hook.
Hey, apparently you hit a subject that's pretty close to your roots.
So, yeah, we got a lot of Villa Grove guys.
Hey, I was just going to say... I saw Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher and Yukon Moose Cholock in Centennial Gym one time back when I was a kid.
Now, what year would that have been?
That would be about 75.
Okay. So that was, what was the last one?
Yukon Moose Cholock.
I do not remember that name. Holy cow.
The guy with the 2x4 and the bib, I think, was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this is great. Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing. A guy at the Tumble Inn one time told me that he met the Ultimate Warrior in a gas station in Ogden.
I mean, that's got to be one of those, like, I think I know you. Are you the Ultimate Warrior? That's awesome.
That's a big boy. Thanks, bud.
Take care, man. That is good stuff.
Well, talk about the Ultimate Warrior. I mean, he was a roided out freak. Yes. But at the same time, do you know he actually legally changed his name to Warrior?
No, I did not.
That's his name. His name is Warrior. His kids have the surname Warrior.
Are you kidding me?
This kid's name's like Jake. It's Jake Warrior.
Oh, my. Well, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Oh, this has been great. Randy Macho Man, this is not great. Randy Macho Man Savage, if you just joined us, passed away, age of 58. So what we have done is had some good stories about wrestling and all the memories. And certainly in the next hour, if you want to call with your wrestling memory or your obscure name that hasn't been said yet, please do 359-CALL, 359-2255.
You can also email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N. At myconnectfm.com.
And I just lost track with wrestling. I was big into it when I was a kid, when you had Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage, those kind of guys. Then I got back onto it when The Rock and Stone Cold and WWF, they went to sex sells.
That's when
they brought in Sable and all these divas that they have now. And actually, that probably, you know, that just, a lot of people lost interest in it when that kind of happened, and parents kind of went against it. And now I don't know a lot of people too interested anymore. John Cena's the big name, I know.
I've heard that name.
The wrestling belt, though, by the way, Aaron Rodgers made that famous.
Oh, no.
I love the belt. I'm a Bears fan. I love the
belt. I hate that.
Except now the belt is like a spinny thingy.
It is?
Yeah, the belt spins. Like the middle of it.
Those are worth a lot of money.
Spinners.
We got to go to break. Join us next hour. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.